Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today I have with me Ellie Manassian, our heart coordinator of the YWCA of Richmond. Ellie, welcome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us what Our Heart means?
Our Heart stands for the Regional Hospital Accompaniment Response Team. It's a team of people that are able to respond to six hospitals in the Richmond area 24 hours a day and meet with anyone who has recently been assaulted by an intimate partner or has been sexually assaulted. They're there to accompany that survivor through their entire hospital stay as long as they're wanted by the survivor. They're there to provide them with emotional support, education, about what resources are in the area, so that way they can know that they're not alone and that there is help for them after they leave the hospital.
And how long ago did this program get developed?
This actually started in 2009, so it's been around for about 8 years now. It started because there are several agencies in the Richmond area that all support survivors of domestic and sexual violence. And previous to Our Heart, they each had their own program for hospital accompaniment that only responded to specific hospitals at specific times. So both the hospitals and the agencies recognized that there were a lot of survivors that weren't getting that kind of support. And they all felt like that was very important in order to help the survivors at the time and also to prevent future assaults from happening so they can help them kind of break the cycle. So the hospitals and at the time the three agencies, and now there are four agencies that are actually a part of Our Heart, all came together and created this program so that way they could be at any hospital where a forensic nurse would be to help a survivor collect evidence, file the police report, and get them connected to those services so they can get the help that they need.
About how many people do you serve a year?
We average about 40 to 50 calls, as we call them, a month.
400 to 600-800 a year.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is a collaborative project. Can you tell us what the breakdown of, what other agencies? Because it's actually a wonderful collaboration between several agencies and communities. Can you go over how you all work together and who you are?
Yes. So I'm from the YWCA of Richmond. We serve the city of Richmond and Chesterfield County. Then there's Safe Harbor, which assists Henrico County. Hanover Safe Place is Hanover County. And then there's Project Hope at Quinn Rivers, which serves the New Kent, Charles City, King William, and King and Queen County area. So how we're able to have 24-hour coverage is that staff members, and these are counselors, case managers, court advocates at all four agencies, as part of their job description, are on call and anywhere from 12 to 48 hours a month. They have to sign up to be on call as part of their job. But in addition to that, there's also part-time staff that have on-call hours, volunteers that have on-call hours, and then interns that have on-call hours as well. So you could meet anyone from a volunteer who is also in school or has a full-time job to someone who this is their career and this is what they're supposed to do. But I've found that anyone who has the compassion and the willingness to make themselves vulnerable to the trauma that someone has just recently experienced and has the time and patience to sit with someone and listen to their story and provide them with information that they can do it.
And for the survivor out there, what are some of the things you recommend or the process? So someone feels like they need to go. Someone's been assaulted. What do they need to do? So I know there's an aspect of evidence collection. There's an aspect of dealing with your clothing. Can you go over that?
When I'm asked this question of what do you say to someone who has just shared that they were recently assaulted, I like to be clear that not everyone is ready to do the same thing that someone else might be ready to do. Some people are having a hard time even reckoning with the fact that this just happened to them. So they just may need someone to talk to share as little or as much about what happened to them as possible. And so if that's what you feel like where you're at, then I would suggest calling our regional hotline, which you can reach at 804-612-6126. But from there, if you are feeling like you need criminal justice assistance, then going to the hospital is going to be your next step. And from there, the police can meet you there as well and take your statement. And then the forensic nurses at that hospital can help you collect forensic evidence. The hospitals that are best to go to are either VCU Medical Center or St. Mary's at Bon Secours. Those are the two hospitals where there are 24-hour forensic nurses that can help with collecting evidence. Going to any other hospital, you may have to delay the process more, and you may have to wait hours in order to get transported to one of these hospitals. So if you feel like that's what you want to do, it saves yourself some time and go to either St. Mary's or VCU Medical Center, and a forensic nurse will meet you there and an advocate will meet you there as well. And if you feel like you want to collect that evidence, which you want to do within 3 to 5 days in order for the DNA to be collected in a timely manner, the sooner you go, the better, but that's the timeline that you have to work with. If you are feeling on the fence about pressing charges, you do have an option to do what's called a blind perk. You can collect the evidence at that time, and that will just be on hold for you to make a decision and give you some time to talk to friends, family members, counselors, other advocates about what you feel like you need in order to be at peace with what happened.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by the station today to talk to us.
Thanks again.
V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to theVWord.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRIR.org.